Some educators are trying to think differently about how to teach teachers. A new approach is described as a combination between West Point and Bell Labs. One place became famous for its education, the other for its innovation. And that points to the ambition of the new approach, NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports.
It's a $30 million partnership between the Woodrow Wilson Fellowship Foundation and MIT to eventually replace colleges of education with something different and hopefully better.
Instead of focusing on courses and credits that students need to take, we're going to focus on the skills and knowledge they need to have to enter the classroom.
That's Arthur Levine, former president of Teachers College, Columbia University, and the man behind the idea. He says most education schools have such low admission standards and are of such poor quality, it would be easier to replace them than repair them.
What we're saying is they're old and dated.
What the new academy will focus on, says Levine, is competencies, not seat time. MIT, which doesn't have a school of education, will conduct research to guide the curriculum and develop new technologies focused on digital learning. Everything the new academy does, says Levine, is going to be open source and made available to education schools across the country.
And our hope is they'll take our ideas, they'll take our practices, and adopt them themselves.
If it sounds like a lot of hype or wishful thinking, Levine swears it's not. This new model, he says, will vastly improve teacher education.
Yeah, it's doable.
Yeah, that's an aspiration that Arthur has along with others in educator preparation.
Sharon Robinson heads the American Association of Colleges for Teacher Education. Its 820 member institutions train the majority of teachers and principals in this country. And though they've always been wary of big, sweeping changes, Robinson says this one is worth considering.
I will not be representing this as a threat to the membership of AACTE, but Arthur's not starting from ground zero.
There's a lot of innovation going on in schools of education, says Robinson, even though they don't get a lot of credit for it. Levine has a good track record working with teachers' colleges, says Robinson, so for now, she supports his project.
June 2017.
That's when Levine says the Woodrow Wilson Academy for Teaching and Learning will open its doors and begin reinventing teacher education. Claudia Sanchez, NPR News.